So what do they make of it in Rio? Joining us now is Ben Tavenot, who's a Brit, but a Brit who finds himself working for the Rio Times newspaper. Ben, good to have you with us.
Hi there.
From what we saw, it's going to be a feast of samba, carnival and Pelé.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that Brazilians always say, and I'm actually not in Rio, I'm in a city to the south, and especially here, they always say, oh, whenever Brazil is presented to the world, they only get Rio. Well, tonight you just got Rio, but there's no problem with that. You've got 8 minutes of samba, that wonderful Gary, the street sweeper, Renato Sorriso, it was just fantastic, and the pop singers Marisa Monte, and of course getting Pelé out there was something they were always going to do. And Brazilian Twitter went absolutely mad with pride at that point. You know how the page refreshes. It was impossible to keep up with, but people were kind of, I reckon, 90% really going for it and saying, oh, we're so proud. Just, it was just awash with pride. And probably about 10% saying, oh my god, cringeworthy stuff. When will they stop playing samba to represent Brazil?
And does samba make people outside Rio cringe?
Well, there's as Tim will know very well, there's rivalry between São Paulo and Rio on that front. I mean, there are. Do you remember watching the animated film last year, Rio, with the parrots and the toucans? And one of the things that the parrot said was, "All right, I'll admit it, I don't like samba." And you do find people like that. It's like people that in the UK that say they don't like the Royal Family or Yorkshire puddings. You know, they exist.
Yeah, but Tim, some people will say, I don't like samba. Then they'll say, I love it.
Well, there is a samba that says, he who doesn't like samba can't be a decent chap. But on Ben's saying there that the thing exploded on Twitter. But your intrepid reporter here, I've gone from bar to bar to bar all around the block, and the precise number of people that I saw watching the closing ceremony was zero. Everyone was watching the football. There were a couple of Rio teams in action at the time. And that same slogan, which has been in operation in London over the last few weeks, inspire a generation, I think it's going to have an inspirational effect on Brazilian youngsters to see the greatest sprinters, the greatest middle distance runners and so on. And I think that will probably be one of the strongest legacies of the Rio Games. But it is the moment where Brazil will perhaps be more successful in terms of diversifying its sporting base.
Ben Tavenot, it is worrying what Tim says, though, because although I can understand the lasting legacy of inspiring teenagers to take up athletics, you've got to remember that one of the, I suppose, legacies of Britain, or one of the uniqueness of the uniqueness of these games, is that every single venue was sold out, apart from maybe the football stadiums. Every single venue, I myself only got tickets to see fencing, a sport that I'd never entertained before, but went along open-minded, enjoyed it, loved it. It was fantastic. But if Tim is saying, though, that apart from athletics, it's really only football, can Rio really deliver a games that deserves to follow the London Olympics?
Did you become an expert at fencing when you were at that
competition? Funnily enough, I did. Thanks for asking. I'm not about to take it up as a sport because I'm a little bit too long in the tooth for that. But I would have if I was a lot younger. And in case you're going to ask, my 11-year-old's going to take it up. She's going to fly the Adebayo flag in fencing.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I'll pick up on, Tim, was that Brazil won a historic gold, actually, at these games in the artistic gymnastics. Arthur Zanetti won on the rings. And when I was writing about it for the Rio Times, people that I was talking to here said, what? We do that? So Tim's absolutely right that football dominates absolutely everything in Brazil. Whenever there's a game in town, you can hear it across the city. Fireworks were going off well after the game with Mexico, which I think has probably left the most bitter taste in Brazilians' mouth that did actually tune into the Olympics, was losing to Mexico last week.
Guys, all the best for 2016. We shall be there in one way or another. Thanks very much for joining us tonight, though. Thanks to the legendino Tim Vickery and to Ben Tavenot, a Brit who works for the Rio Times newspaper.